Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts every week from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to another episode of the Lending Forward podcast. My name is Sarah Rogers. I am going to be your host today, and I'm very excited about the guest we have on for today's episode. Her name is Caroline Pinnell. She is from the organization Give Back Homes. And if you have not heard of this organization, I'm very happy that you're listening today because everyone in our industry needs to know who they are and what they do. So Caroline, thank you for coming on and chatting with me today.
Yay. Thanks for having me. Thanks for hosting, Sarah. This is exciting.
Absolutely. I'm very excited. So as you obviously know, we met at Housing Wire Annual last October, and I loved learning about what you do, the mission behind it. And I'm just super excited to share that with our audience. So if you kind of want to take over the reins and tell our listeners who you are, what Give Back Homes is, the inspiration behind it all, want to take it away?
Well, yes, big thank you to our friends at Housing Wire for throwing such an amazing event and allowing Sarah and I to meet and making this podcast possible. My name is Caroline. I'm with Give Back Homes, an organization that was started 10 years ago now. We just celebrated our 10th birthday. And really what Give Back Homes is an opportunity for anyone in the real estate industry to make giving part of their business. So we offer a really easy, streamlined way for real estate professionals to donate and volunteer and include their clients in the whole experience. Kind of our background story is both my partner and I, we used to work at Tom's Shoes, which is, you know, if you remember way back in the day, the shoe company that for every pair they sold, they gave a pair to a child in need. And so we worked there and we traveled to Central America together distributing shoes. So that's really where, you know, we got the drive to like want to be in the social impact space. A few years later, he was going through the process of purchasing a home for his family. And so obviously working closely with a real estate agent, and the real estate agent was like, I really want to give back in my business. You know, I write checks all the time here and there to different organizations, but I don't really see the impact. And it's not something that, you know, is strategic. You know, it's not part of his bottom line. It's not part of his business planning. Like, he just kind of, you know, goes about it however. And so that's when we had the idea for Give Back Homes. We're like, what if we can apply a similar model to the real estate world? And so soon after, we took a trip down to Nicaragua and we built a complete home for a family, and we brought that agent with us. And, you know, from that trip and that the photos and the experiences and our storytelling from that, Give Back Homes just started to grow and expand from there. So, you know, a lot has happened in 10 years. I mean, you can fast forward a couple years after that, we started supporting affordable housing throughout the United States. So not only were we building complete homes for families, you know, living in extreme poverty and throughout Central America, we're also supporting affordable housing all across the United States as well, too. And we have real estate agents, we have mortgage lenders, we have interior designers, you know, really anyone in the real estate space has found us in some way or another. So that's kind of the short and sweet of it, but it's been a very fulfilling, very rewarding 10 years. And I'm excited to introduce it to everyone who's listening here today.
Yeah, I can only imagine how rewarding, especially getting to go over there and, you know, see the impact as that real estate agent, you know, was able to do. So now she feels confident in knowing that what she's supporting is, you know, doing something very life and world changing. So that's awesome. So you mentioned Nicaragua and then, you know, some affordable housing around the States. So where all is your impact? What other countries have you gone to, or, you know, what corners of the US are you guys currently in?
Yeah. So after Nicaragua, we started building in El Salvador. We've done builds in Mexico. We take groups of agents and groups of, you know, our clients down there, and they get to experience those build trips as well, too. I've taken hundreds of people down there, and that's really such a life-changing experience. And that's what, like I said, that's what inspired us to start it. And so it's always so special for me to be able to give that experience to other people as well, too. In the United States, we started a lot in Los Angeles. We still do a lot in the LA area, but it's all over the United States, like Northern California, Oakland, Denver, Florida, Texas. Like, we just did a build in Houston. Actually, that's where I was going right after the Housing Wire conference. So I had a build in Houston. So it's really wherever our members are and wherever they want to, you know, fundraise and volunteer in those communities, we'll make it happen.
That's incredible. That's awesome. So I was doing some digging on your site, but I want you to kind of share with our listeners. I noticed that you are giving back in other ways outside of, you know, just building homes. There were different, you know, areas where you can donate to specific projects going on. So can you expand a little bit on what you're doing with that?
Yeah, you know, soon after we had the format of homes, right? It was like you can either donate to contribute towards a home or donate a complete home or donate towards a volunteer, you know, event in your community. And then we were like, well, what would a home be like without running water? So we, you know, established a partnership so that we can provide water filters to communities in need of clean drinking water. And then I believe it was in the wake of Hurricane Harvey, you know, when that happened in Houston, everyone, you know, a lot of our members and agents really wanted to rally and support, you know, the community there. And so that's was the first time that we also, you know, started helping in the wake of natural disasters. And as we all know and have probably experienced since then, there's been so many since then. So we always try, you know, we partner with organizations like World Central Kitchen to help support them in their efforts as they go out and they are providing warm meals to communities in need, you know, when disaster strikes. So those are just a few other ways that we support or fundraise towards other things besides housing. But really, housing is truly is our focus.
That's awesome. It's really inspiring to see how you took that one thing, but now it's like, it's just evolving and growing into so much more. And just the amount of impact you're able to do from, you know, this initial idea you had, that's inspiring to me, and I'm sure inspiring to all of our listeners as well. You mentioned there with, you know, people experiencing natural disasters and wanting to get involved, helping rebuild their communities, just, you know, wanting to be part of bigger than something bigger than themselves. I know that myself, I experienced this, you know, after the pandemic happened, our world changed. We took a different look at life, and it kind of made me, and I think a lot of people reevaluate what's important to them in life, make them want to be aligned with causes they believe in and they, you know, truly can back. And I think Give Back Homes is just such an incredible opportunity for people in the real estate industry to do that, to get involved with something bigger than themselves, you know, while it's still relating back to what they do day to day, what they love doing. So what are, you mentioned some builds, some sponsoring a home, you know, traveling. I saw something on your website about like becoming a member. What all would that do? Like, what all do your members, like, what are the perks? What does it do? Can you go into that a little bit?
Yeah. So joining as a member of Give Back Homes is really easy. You just go to givebackhomes.com. You click sign up. It is a monthly membership. And so that just helps us, obviously, like with marketing materials. We provide digital toolkits to our members. We give them, you know, fresh assets to use on social media. Anytime they need help with anything, you know, like I said, like obviously we're fundraising towards housing, but sometimes our members are like, well, I'm doing this like fundraiser event for breast cancer next month. Can you help me set it up? And da da da. And so I'm always happy to do that as well too. So we like to say join and, you know, help support our projects, but then also like if you need help with other causes that are near and dear to your heart or close to your community, then we are happy to support you in that way too. So those are some of the different benefits that you get from joining Give Back Homes. In addition to just knowing where your donated dollars are going, you know, you mentioned earlier about just having trust with organizations. And it's like, that's something that we've always prioritized from the beginning and why we try so hard to keep our model simple as possible. Like, okay, you want to donate to this home, this you'll be able to come out and volunteer once we've hit that goal in about 3 months, or you want to build a complete home. Here are the before photos, here's the during construction, and here's the after photos. You know, I like to be there as often as possible for when those homes are completed to, you know, have that personal story to be able to show them and share with them so that they can go back and share it with their network and their clients. So that's something that's been really, really important to us from the beginning and continues to be.
That's awesome. That's just a testament to, you know, how good of an organization and a community you're building, being willing to kind of make it a two-way street. Because I mean, you know, you can just tell from talking to you, you're a philanthropist, you love helping people. So like you stepping out of what your norm is very telling. And that's awesome. So with being involved in giving back to our communities and such, I know that a lot of people, and I completely understand why, and I respect it, they like to do their good in silence. They don't like to tell people that they are, you know, doing this or that, because, you know, it's not about, you know, us doing it. It's about it being done, right? So what kind of advice maybe do you have, or what have you seen that's helped, you know, mortgage bankers or real estate agents who have incorporated Give Back Homes into their business plan and, you know, made it known. You know, what advice do you have for people who are maybe hesitant to let people know that they're doing this? Like, why should they, you know, want to let people know the good they're doing?
I mean, I feel like the question alone is kind of, you know, it's like, why should I tell people the good that I'm doing? You know, it's like, why not? Like, it sounds like such a, I understand, it is definitely a sentiment that we, you know, I've heard people say, and I'm like, I don't understand it. I've always been an advocate for, you share everything else about your business. You know what I mean? You share when something happens, when something closes, when you got a promotion or you got some ranking or you got some, you know, award. Why wouldn't you share this as well too? And I think maybe asking yourself internally first, like, what is it that you're afraid of? Are you afraid people are going to think you're doing it for the wrong reasons? It's like, what is the wrong reason of giving? Like, as long as you come from a place of like, right. Oh, I want to inspire someone else to also give, or maybe, you know, do something small for their community, or whatever it might be. And, you know, sometimes I think people get a little like, oh, it's not a big, you know, I'm not donating enough, so I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. It's like, every little bit helps, you know? So, you know, if I could share an example, we have a mortgage lender in Orange County. His name is JJ Mazzo. And he joined Give Back Homes back in 2016. And, you know, from the beginning, he said, my goal is to build one complete home for a family in Central America every year. And then he was like, that's like my first initial goal. But then he ended up realizing that like the more he gave and the more he shared it and the more we shared the stories, the more his clients loved it, the more his whole community and network loved it. And so he was able to actually donate more homes. I think now he's on 22 homes for families in need. So Wow. It's just, I say start small, like don't, you know, just kind of be realistic. And then who knows where your goals will lead or where it will change or shift. You just kind of have to start.
That is incredible that, you know, he took the one small goal and he's building on it. And I can see why, because when I mentioned like a little bit ago, like what the pandemic did for me and wanting to align myself with stuff that I believe in, if I had two mortgage lenders or two real estate agents that were, you know, evenly matched in every way, if I knew that one of them out of the two was involved with something like what you're doing, I would hands down work with that one any day of the week, because like I said, I think as a community, as a society, we want to do more for people. I mean, maybe it's the time we live in, we see a lot more of what's going on in places where we don't live, in underserved communities. And we just, you know, it's in the back of our head all the time. So we just want to do more. So I completely agree with that. I understand some people who just like to do their good in, you know, in the background. If that's what you do and you're comfortable with, you know, that's amazing. It's just good that, you know, they're doing good. But I can definitely see how letting people know that they're involved, like their clients know, can, you know, give them more business, but then also give back homes more business because of that. So we always end our episodes with the same question. And if there's anything else you want to elaborate on, please do, because I want people to know everything they can about this. I want people to get involved. I hope they're as inspired as I'm feeling from chatting with you. But we always end our episodes asking, how will you lend it forward? Which I think you literally do that in everything that you do. But I don't know, is there anything like new and exciting on the horizon? You know, we're in 2024 now. Anything going on? Anything you want to share?
I mean, there's always new and exciting things with Give Back Homes, new partnerships with different, you know, companies in the real estate world, and just, you know, lots of projects like being started and things like that. So, but in terms of how we're lending it forward, I mean, I think Give Back Homes in itself is always lending it forward in one way or another to the families that we're impacting, and also to the real estate professionals that we just are meeting and helping them build their business, and helping them build giving, you know, make giving part of their business. So I think that goes, you know, every day we're kind of doing that. Personally, lending it forward this year, I think, you know, I would like to speak to more individuals, you know, like what I just recently went through a home buying process, and I just want to share my experience and, you know, educate them a little bit more, because it's just like you hear all the tips and everything, but until you actually go through it, you don't really, you're like, you don't know how to apply that. So I think my way of lending it forward would be to share, you know, my experience with as many people as possible, and try and help as many people as possible from that new experience, because I haven't had that yet. So that's a new thing for me. So I will be lending it forward in that way.
I love it. That's awesome. I know your website is givebackhomes.com. Is there anywhere else people should be looking for you guys, or just reach out to you there? What's the best way?
You can find us on Instagram at givebackhomes. Or if you want to just go sign up, it's givebackhomes.com. And then once you've signed up, you should receive an email from me, and then we'll be in touch on how to get started and how to do all the things. If you just have any questions, you can email me, caroline@givebackhomes.com.
That is amazing. I hope that you guys, you know, gain some new members out of our listeners and just get some more traction for what you're doing. I want to thank you again for coming on today and, you know, kind of spreading the news, giving us like a good feel good episode. We need that every once in a while, remind us the good that's in the world. So thank you again for coming on, and everyone tune in. We'll have new episodes every Thursday.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Tune in next week for another new episode, and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.